Today, share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in the Darim Daf Lamed Vav. We're learning today Lili Nishmas, Peril Mazer, Peril Bat Yosef. All the shots we learn for should have an Aliyah from our learning. We pick up on Lamed Vav and Aleph, five lines on the top with the word Tanan. Now, in yesterday's shiur, we had a whole discussion, how do we view a Kohen who's doing a avoda for a person who's giving the Korban? Do we view the Kohen as Shluchei Didan, that he is the Shaliach of the person who is bringing the Korban, or do we view him as Shluchei Dishmaya, he is the Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel, and therefore, we pointed out several nafkaminas, practical differences between whether you can give Hanoah, let's say Reuven was not allowed to give Hanoah to Shimon. Reuven made an edda. Shimon can't get Hanoah from him. So if he's acting as the Shaliach of Shimon, so then he's giving Hanoah to Shimon. If he's acting as the Shaliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then he's not giving direct Hanoah to Shimon. So we had gone through this back and forth and offered several raya's to and against each opinion, and we still have no definitive answer, and we pick it up today. Again, five lines on the top. Tanan, Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. So we learned in a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah that we have in Gittin. So the Mishnah Gittin tells us HaKohanim shepiglu vaMikdash. We know that there's a din of pigo. Pigo, just to quickly summarize, we've talked about it recently, but just to remind people, is if a person has an inappropriate machshava of chutz lizmano, that he will either shecht or eat or do something with that korban outside its prescribed time. And this is, on a deraisa level, a very big isser. It's an isser if you eat such pigo meat of kareis. So a kohen certainly isn't allowed to do this, should never do this, but sometimes it might happen that the kohen mistakenly does this or does this even on purpose. And this Mishnah in Gittin discusses, does the kohen have to reimburse the person who is mafagel the korban? And that will depend, as we'll see, whether it was done on purpose or whether it wasn't done on purpose. But everybody agrees that in this situation, the pigul does take effect. So the Mishnah tells us, HaKohanim shepiglu b'mikdash. If you have a kohen that, in fact, was mafagel a korban, while they were doing some aspect of the korban, he had an incorrect machshava to eat it or shechta, to do something with it, to apply the blood, chutz luzmano, outside its proper time, and therefore the meat of that korban is pigul, it can't be eaten, and the person doesn't get credit for bringing the korban. So he's damaged the person whose korban he was supposed to be bringing. That person now has paid for that korban, but now has to bring another korban. And even if it's not the type of korban that he's obligated to bring another korban, when he says, I accept upon myself, let's say, to bring an ola. So then, even if this one's no good, he has an achrayis to bring a different ola. So certainly, in that situation, he's going to be out having to purchase another korban. But even, the Mefarshim should point out here, even if it was this animal will be a korban, and therefore, if something happens to this animal, he doesn't have achrayis, he doesn't have to bring another animal, but nevertheless, this animal is gone. This animal didn't fulfill its purpose of being a korban, so the person feels bad that this animal, which he designated to be a korban, wasn't used as a korban. It just got destroyed, and it was pigul, and therefore he's upset. So the Mishnah tells us, if the kohen did this b'mezid, mizidin chayovin, if the kohen intentionally made it pigul, he knew he wasn't supposed to, and he did it, so then he's chayiv to pay the person back. He has to go and give compensation to the person who owns the korban. However, Hoshogigin, but if he did it accidentally, he didn't realize that he was mafagel. Let's say he said, oh, I look forward to eating this tomorrow, and he didn't realize it that it was an ola. Or he says, I look forward to eating this in 2 days, and he didn't realize it wasn't a shlamim, that it was a chatas. In any event, so if he was mafagel by accident, the shogig, so then he doesn't have to go pay back the person, at least on a dini mamonos scale, on a based in basin in this world, would not go and make him pay back. Separate issue, should he go lifnei mishuras hadin and pay him back to be Yosef dinei shemayim? That's a different discussion. In any event, both situations, whether he was bemezid or he was bishogeg, that he was mufagel, elo shepigul on pigul, but the pigul, in fact, does take effect no matter what. Now, the Ran explains over here, shogeg hu, the koshele, the shogeg here is going to be the problem. So bishlama b'mezid, if the person was mufagel, nihi the shluchei didan ninu, even if you want to suggest that he's the shaliach of the person, the balabais that owns the korban, and we want to try to prove from here that shluchei didanu, so then we understand why b'mezid, pigul and pigul, why this should be pigul, because the kivin shemufagel b'mezid, since he's doing this intentionally on purpose, so he's not acting as the shliach of the person, ain't osa shlichuso, and therefore, if he's not allowed to give hanoah to Shimon, Reuven the Kohen is not like give Hanoah to Shimon, so in this situation he's not functioning as the shaliach of that person because he's doing b'mezid. El adaita de nafshei kovid, he's only doing it on his own. And therefore, we learn the Kamel and Perik Beis in Chulin, the Adam Ose Dover She'enu Shelo, Aidim Aisa, that you can in fact go and destroy somebody else's item with an action. So here, he was mefagel, he ruined the other person. He did an action of being mefagelit, so therefore, that's why it works, even though he's not acting as the guy Shaliach. However, the Ran points out the question is going to be, and we'll show here, that it's not Shluchei Didon, because Avu Bishogeg, if this Kohen inadvertently, unintentionally made it Pigul, he did it Bishogeg, so in this situation, I Shluchei Didon Ninu, if he's the Shaliach of the person who owns the carbon, so then amai pigulon pigul. Then why should this be pigul? And as we go back to the Gemara now to see this inside, if you're going to tell me in this situation that he's functioning as a shliach of Shemayim, we understand why bishogeg hainu she pigulon pigul, because he's acting as God's shliach kaviyochel, and therefore he was mafagalit, and therefore the carbon is going to be pigul. However, if you're telling me, Eli Yarmis Shluchei Didon Havu, if you're telling me that the Kohen is acting as the Baal HaBayis' Shaliach, so then, in a situation where it was done Bishogeg, so am I Pigul and Pigul? Why should that case be Pigul? Lay Malay, let the owner of the carbon say to the Kohen, hey, you weren't doing me a favor by making a Pigul. When I made you a Shliach, I made you Shlicha Shavisich Lisakune. I only made you a Shliach to do good for me, to bring my carbon properly. V'lo avusi, but not to go and make a Pigul. So therefore, you're not functioning as my Shliach. So therefore, your Pigul shouldn't be Pigul. So if you say that the Kohen is acting as Shluchei Didon, so then this Mishnah in Gittin doesn't make any sense. Oh, ergo, the Gemara wants to suggest that the Kohen is acting as Shluchei Dishmaya and not Shluchei Didon. That's the Gemara's attempted proof over here for the din of the Kohen being Shluchei Dishmaya. The Gemara says not necessarily so. You could argue, Amri Shnaini Gabi Pigul, that Pigul is different than all other types of Shlichos. Why is that? Because we have a pasuk that tells us that the Pigul takes effect even if you're doing this against the normal wants of the Baal. Because the Amar Kor, we have a pasuk that says, Lo Yechoshev Lo. The full pasuk is Vim Hol Yechel Mibsar Zevach Shlomov Bayom Hashlishi Lo Yerotzeh Hamakrivo So Lo Yechoshev Lo Pigul Yeh. So the Rosh explains over here that in this situation, you are by definition allowed because of the word Lo Yechoshev. So we understand that to be, as the Rosh says in Libra Maskel Hamakriv Lo or Oso Lo Yechoshev Lo Mikom Mokom. V'darshin v'zvachim brings down the word v'zvachim, kari be lo, it should be yachshov. That's the proper way to pronounce this, as you see in Oschov Gimel, in the Hagos Vitzuyunim. So lo yachshov, it teaches us, amo machsheves hamakriv havi machshovu lipsol, that even though he's not normally functioning in a fashion that the owner of the carbon wanted him to, so shliach normally is only lisakune v'lo lavusi, but here you have a special pasuk, lo yechoshev, lo yachshov, meaning afogav delav didehu, even though it's not his, the Kohen has the ability to go and ruin this carbon. So therefore, the Omer Kor, lo yechoshev lo mikol mokom, under any circumstances, even if you're not doing what the shliach was supposed to do, the Kohen was supposed to go bring the carbon properly, but even though he did it improperly, so even if he's acting as Shluchei Didon, even if the Kohen is the Shliach of the Baal HaBayis, you can't bring a Raya from here because you have a special pasuk telling us as Pigul is the exception to the normal rule of Shivisicha Lisakune below Liavuse, that I made you to help me and not to hurt me. So that's true in every other case except by Pigul. So again, we have no Raya one way or the other to whether we say Shluchei Didon or Shluchei Dishmaya. And therefore, the Ran in Dibra Maskel, Shiny Pigul, tells us, Hilkach, Bayin Hocha Loiv Shita. This is a question that we did not resolve from our Gemara over here. However, as we pointed out previously, we did resolve it to say that the Shaliach is actually over here, Shluchei Dishmaya Ninu, as we had already pointed out previously, because we had said that a Shaliach can't do something for you that you can't do yourself. So therefore, if the non-Kohen was asking the Kohen to go and bring his carbon for him, and he's acting as a shliach, so if the person can't bring the carbon himself because he's a non-Kohen, how could the Kohen do something that he couldn't do himself? So therefore, we actually proved over there in the Gemara in Kedushin that a person is considered Shluchei Dishmaya and not Shluchei Didon. Gemara continues and picks up from what we learned yesterday. Gufa. Gufa is again an expression that the Gemara uses to reiterate something that we had learned. And this we had learned yesterday. Amar Yochanan, Rav Yochanan had taught us, Hakol tzrichim das chutz mimichus kapara. That when a person goes and brings a carbon on behalf of somebody else, under normal circumstances, that person has to go and give them permission to do so. With the one exception, Rav Yochanan had said, being people that are bringing a carbon because they were mechusar kapara. For example, we had said the zovin, the zovos, the yoldos, the metzora. So these people aren't allowed to go and eat hekdish, aren't allowed to enter into the Beis HaMikdash or parts of the Beis HaMikdash until they bring this offering. And they're called mechusrei kapara. So Rav Yochanan had taught us that a person who is mechusar kapara, his carbon is allowed to be brought even if he didn't have das. And this was proven, shari oda mevi carbon al banav yabinosav haktadim. We had shown that a person could bring a carbon on behalf of his children that are zovim or zovos. They aren't yet gedolim, but they have an obligation to go bring a carbon. So even though they don't have das, and technically they can't tell the father, go bring the carbon on my behalf. So nevertheless, the father is allowed to go bring a carbon on behalf of his banav and benosav haktadim. And therefore, from mechusar kapara, Rav Yochanan said that is the exception to the rule. Now the Gemara says, if that's true, we got a bunch of questions. Elamayata, based upon what Rav Yochanan is saying, that you can go bring mechusrei kapara karbanos on behalf of somebody that doesn't have das, so then how come, Elamayata, yavi odom chatos chelev al chaveiro? By extending that then, a person should be allowed to go bring, without the person knowing about it, somebody who's obligated to bring a chatas. A regular chatas is always referred to as a chatas chelev, because if a person, by accident, eats chelev, so he has to bring korban chatas. Rachman Tzlan, if somebody eats chelev a person, chayiv karis. So if you do this by accident, you're chayiv a chatas. And that's the classical chatas that we talk about. It's known as a chatas chelev. This would be true for any one of the averis for which you'd be chayiv karis for. If you did it by accident, you'd have to bring a korban chatas. So, what Rabbi Yochanan is telling us from his din that for mechusar kapara, you can go bring a carbon on behalf of the person, even though they don't have das. So based upon that, we should also allow you to go bring a chatos chelev for your friend, because you could bring a chatos on behalf of your wife. Shekein oda mevi al ishto shota. If a person's wife, Rachmona Litzlan, is not mentally competent, but she ate chelev, so he would have to go and bring a chatos on her behalf. So just like he can bring a chatas on her behalf, so too you should be able to go and bring a chatas on behalf of your friend. Just like over here, you can bring it on behalf of somebody who doesn't have das, so you should be able to bring it even on behalf of somebody who does have das. Ki Rabbi Yehuda, as Rabbi Yehuda had taught us previously. And this is based upon the drasha of Torah Achas Yeluchem Lo'oseh Bishkogel. Just like we said, Torah Achas, whenever it says Sosa Torah, Torah Achas, so therefore they all have the same rules. So Rav Yehuda had taught us that in fact, a man is allowed to go bring a chatas chelev on behalf of his wife. So if you can bring it on behalf of your wife, who doesn't have das, she's a nebuchashota, so you should be able to bring it as well on behalf of a friend. So this seems to be a natural flow of this din. But that's not what Rabbi Elazar taught. Alama Amar Rabbi Elazar. Why didn't the Rabbi Elazar say that that's absolutely not true? Hifrish chatas chelev al chaveiro lo'aso klum. In fact, he says if you try to do this for a friend, it doesn't work. And the reasoning is the Ran brings down the Dibur Masel El Meyata. He says, Mishum de'ein don in efshor, mishi efshor. Because you can't go and say, well, just because in a situation where you can't get das, because the woman Nebuch doesn't have das, so that means you can do it in the case of das. So we are essentially saying that this entire idea is incorrect. We don't go and say that you can go and bring a chelev chatas on behalf of a friend. So Gemara says, no. In fact, the suggestion that we had just made, that according to Rav Yochanan's understanding, and based upon what Rav Yehuda said, that a man could bring a chelev chatas for his wife, that is not even correct. You can only bring the mechusar kapara. That's based upon what Rav Yochanan said. You can't extend it to a man having to bring a chelev chatas on behalf of his wife, who's a shota. And why is that, the Gemara says? Because ishto shota hechidami. How could it possibly be that a man would have an obligation to bring a chatas on behalf of his wife who's a shota? There's only two possibilities, that she was a shota at the time that she ate the chelev, or that she wasn't a shota at the time that she ate the chelev and subsequently became a shota. And in both of those situations, there wouldn't be an obligation to go bring a korban chatas. Now, let's see this inside. If Nebuch, the wife, was a shota, and she ate chelev, she's a woman who's not mentally competent, and she doesn't have a chiv to do the mitzvos, and she ate chelev, so therefore, she has no chelev, chatas obligation. Lav bas korban hi. She wouldn't be obligated to because she's a shota. And therefore, there would be no inyan of her husband bringing a chatas chelev on her behalf. So it must have been It must have been that she ate the chalav while she was a pikachas. She was mentally competent. And then Nebuch nishtatis, something happened to her. She had a stroke, she had an accident, whatever it was. And now she's no longer mentally competent. So then, why would she be chayv a chatas in that situation either? Ha amar Rav Yirmiya, amar Rav Yavo, amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yirmiya said, nimar Rav Yavo, said nimar Rav Yochanan, that ochal chalav, if a person were to eat chalav, Vayfrish carbon, and by accident he ate chalav, and now he's chayv to bring carbon chatas. He is mafrish the carbon chatas, and then the nishtata. Something happened to the person. The man had a stroke, he had an accident, something happened, and he's no longer mentally competent. Then he's treated, Baruch Hashem, v'chazer v'nishtapa. He's now mentally competent again. He had a temporary insanity. He had a temporary situation that caused him to be mentally incompetent, and now he's no longer mentally incompetent. So the carbon that he was mafrish is possible, can no longer be brought because of the principle, hoil v'nidche yidoche. Since there was a period of time that he wasn't able to bring the carbon because while he was a shota, he couldn't bring the carbon. So even though he no longer is a shota, he's still not allowed to bring the carbon. So therefore, in this situation, the man would never be chayv to bring the chayil l'chatas on behalf of his wife, because we're not a shoch. If she ate the chalav while she was a shota, so then there's no chayv. And if she ate the chalav while she was a pikachas, and then she became a shota, so when he was mafrish the carbon, before she became a shota, it's now nidcha. And once it's nidcha, hol v'nidcha, yidcha. It has to be pushed aside, and therefore there is no situation where the husband would be obligated to bring the chalav chatas on behalf of his wife, who was a shota. So therefore, we still are okay with Rav Yochanan's din. But again, tries to shlug Rav Yochanan. Elamayato, based upon Rav Yochanan's din, that a husband can go bring, for a mechusei kapara wife, he can go bring her cane of birds, the kine zavos, or the kine yoledis, that his wife would have to bring. So then, based upon that, Elamayato, yovi odom pesach hachaveri, you should likewise be able to go bring a korban pesach on behalf of a friend who has das, because shekein odom mevi, because a person is capable of bringing a korban pesach on behalf of albonav yavnosav haktanim, for his younger children, and therefore, just like you can bring it for your younger children who don't have das, you should be able to bring it for a friend who does have das. Now, that's not true. Alama Amar Rabbi Elazar. Again, Rabbi Elazar said over here that that's not true. Hifrish Pesach al chaveiro lo asa klum. He didn't accomplish anything. You can't go and bring a carbon pesach on somebody's behalf unless they know about it and they agree to be part of your group. If they're not part of your chabura, so then you can't go include them in the chabura against their will, or even not against their will, even without them knowing about it. So you see that just because you can bring it on behalf of your children doesn't mean that you can bring it on behalf of somebody else. You can't say done in efshur mishi efshur. No. You don't say that. Ain done in Efshur, Mishi Efshur, and therefore this din is wrong. So Moore says no. Amar Rezera says no, the din is right. Because the requirement for a child to eat a carbon pesach is different than that for an adult. And Rezera tells us, Se lebeis avos lav deoraisa, for having each child in the house included in the chiyav to be registered on a carbon pesach, that's only for adults, it's not for children. And you can see this in the Ran, in the Ramaskolam of Zera, he says, Lolom b'chi ha'idonin umiyu mi pesach lo motzi lemeidach. Here you can't bring a raya from the carbon pesach, because the sale of base of us, which tells us you have to register, lav da'araisa for children. The min ha'torah ain't aktanim tzrichim limonos b'seh. The children don't have to be included in the carbon pesach, in b'nei chabura with everybody else, the adults that do have to be included in the chabura. What do children do? Ela ochle mimenu, the children are allowed to go and eat from the carbon pesach, af pishul nimnu olav, even though they weren't included in the chabura. Because the af agav, the ein pesach nechol ela minuyav, even though the din d'oraisa is that you have to be included in the carbon pesach to be able to eat from it, that's only hani mili b'ru'uyin limonos, for people that should be counted, adults. Avoktanim lav b'nei hochi, less lon babak ketanim aren't included in this din, and therefore there is no problem in having your children go and eat from the carbon pesach, even though they weren't registered in it. And therefore, you can't bring a raya from children to adults, because the children aren't mechuyav, and the adults are. And umimai, where it says, I'll show you that that's true, miditnan. From the following Mishnah, this is a Mishnah in Psochim, which tells us, ha'omer lebanav, if a man says to his children, to his sons, Hareini shochet es ha-pesach. I'm going to go shech to korban pesach. But I'm doing this, ami shiyala mikem rishon yushalayim. I'm doing this on behalf of the first one of you that gets the yushalayim. And kivon shehichnis rosh of rubo. And as soon as the first one gets his head and most of his body inside yushalayim, zocha b'chalko. He gets his chalik in the korban pesach, and his mezakis Echav Imo, and all of his brothers will get a portion along with him. Now the Ran explains over here, Dibra Maslamin Shochei, he says, Omar Lebonav, the father tells his children, Hareni Ola Yushalayim, I'm going up to Yushalayim, but La'achar She'ei Yasham, and as soon as I get there, Eshchod is a Pesach, it's your Dalit in the afternoon, and as soon as I get there, I'm going to go Shech to Korban Pesach, and who am I Shechting it for? Ami Shiyale Mikem Rishon. I'm Shechting it for the one who gets here first. And therefore, he will be included in my Korban Pesach, and all the other brothers will be included, so to say, with him as well. Now, that's what the Mishnah in Pesachim tells us. The Gemara there says, V'yamrit, if you're going to tell me, Sel Beis Avos is a Din D'Araisa, if you're telling me that this is really a Din D'Araisa, that everybody has to be included in the Chabura, to be included to eat in the Korban Pesach, includes even children, even Kitanim, so then, Al Bisra Koi Umazakilu. How can this possibly have been a situation where the man, the father, shechted his Korban Pesach, and then the first son that gets there is included in that, and he's mazak all the other children? As the Ran says, Umazakilahon Bismia. This is a question. This is a Lashon of Bismia. How could this be? Heichaov Mazakil Yechem Mibonim Achar Shechita. How could he possibly go and include them after the Shechita? They weren't there yet. And even if you're going to tell me, the Ran says, Inami, hi, umazakalhem, ahu ben shola rishon, and you can tell me, yeah, the one who gets there retroactively, he was included, heich mezakal yechov, how could he go and then go and bring in all of his brothers? Okay, dibish lama ihu zochi, you could say that the one who gets there first, he is in fact included, because Diklamemer, you could possibly say, kivin shola rishon, when the first son gets there, whichever one gets there first, Huvrar, it's retroactively determined, Kishenishchat HaPesach, all of Nishchat. It was shechted on his behalf. Abelhech, Mezak, Leochet, how could he go possibly include all of his brothers? V'hochi Muchach Sugyun, the paragol again. And that's what the Gemara in Gittin says as well. So therefore, the Gemara is telling us over here that this must be that it's not a Din D'Araisa, because otherwise it wouldn't work. Elo, Loma Luhu, Dramal Hon Lavun. So what was the father telling all the children? When you get here, Yerushalayim, the one who gets it first, he'll be included and he'll bring in everybody else. It's not a Din D'Araisa. He told him this, Kidei Lizarzon B'mitzvos. As the Ran says, the Dibra Matz, Kidei Lizarzon, Shuregilim Lizdari Z'mitzvos. He wanted to teach his children alacrity in the performance of mitzvos. So he said, listen, you're really all going to be included. But the one who gets it first, he's going to be the one that's really included, and he's schlepping along all of you. So try to be the one that gets the prize, so to say. So he's trying to teach his children to be mizdaris b'mitzvos, and that's what this is teaching us. It's not a Din D'Araisa that children have to be counted, and therefore, the question that we had on Rev Yochanan goes away. And I'll show you that this is right. Where it says, Tani Nami Hochi. We have a Braisa that says exactly this idea. Maisa Hoya, there once was a Maisa Shoya, and a father told his children, whichever one gets up here first, he'll be Zocha on behalf of all the other children, and there were boys and girls over here. The kid knew Banos Lebanim, and the girls got there first. Benimzu Banim Zrizos Ubanim Shvalim. And it turns out that the daughters were more zealous and more doing the mitzvah with alacrity than their brothers. And therefore, as the Ran says, V'nimtzu banim zrizos, the daughters were more zoris in their performance of the mitzvah. Lo k'tani banos zochu, it doesn't say that the banos were zoche. Alma, what do you see? Lo niskabi, lo lazaris b'vad. It doesn't say that they got it. It meant that this was that they were more zoris. But there isn't a din that they have to be included, and you see this from this braisa that seems to say the same thing that we just said. Okay. Bottom line is, we haven't schlugged up Rav Yochanan. Now we go back and discuss the Mishnah. We quote the Mishnah, V'torah Mishnah, Trumas V'chule. Again, we have a situation where Reuven has said, Shimon, you can't get an offer me. And the Mishnah had said that Reuven is still allowed to go be Mafrish, Trumas, and Maestros on behalf of Shimon, even though Shimon is not allowed to get an offer from him. Now, why is that allowed? So we had explained, because he's not doing an act of Shlichus on his behalf. He's not doing, at the direct command of Shimon, go be mafresh trumas and maaser for me, but he's doing a mitzvah, be mafresh trumas and maaser, that's why it's allowed. Now that was when you were dealing with the produce of Shimon, and Shimon, who was also to get an offer from Reuven, so Reuven took Shimon's produce and went and was mafresh it, and we said that that was allowed. So now they ask in the base medrash, return to Lamed Vavu Mibay, Zibarlu, they ask in the base medrash, Hator Mishlo Al Shol Chaveiro, Tzorach Taito Olo. What happens if Reuven's a really nice guy, and even though Shimon's not like getting an offer from him, Reuven wants to go and be mafrish from his own property, Trumas and Maisers, on Shimon's property and make Shimon's produce to be chulin. Is that allowed? Tzorich daito or lo? do you need Shimon's permission or do you not need Shimon's permission? And what's the question? How does this relate to what we're talking about? Do we say, Mi'amrinon, kivon dischus ulo, since it's a big schus that somebody has their crops all now taken off Trumas and Maisos, so it's Zachal Yodim Shalom Bufanim, and Lo Tzarek Da'asid, you don't need his permission, you don't need his knowledge, you're doing him a big favor. So why would he need to say, yes, it's okay? Or do we say, no, I'll deal with a mitzvah delay. The person says, hey, you just took my mitzvah. Right? There's a din that if somebody's supposed to bench and somebody else benches and jumps in and benches in front of him, so he stole his mitzvah, he has to pay him. For the four brachas of benching, he had to pay him 40 zuz, 10 for each bracha that he stole from him, so to say. And therefore, maybe the person who owns the crop can say, hey, you have to ask my permission if you want to be mafresh tumas of my son, my crops, because it's my mitzvah to do so, and you grabbed my mitzvah. And therefore, benicha leil mevdei, he would rather do it himself. So, okay, if you ask, can I do this mitzvah for you? Maybe the guy would say yes, maybe the guy would say no, but you need das. So that's the explanation of the question. Do you need das or not? Because maybe you're doing him a zchus, doing him a big favor. His stuff is now no longer tevel. It's all me'usar. So, wow, of course you can do it without my das. Or we say no, since it was my mitzvah, they take off Trumas and Maisos, and you're doing it without my permission. So therefore, you need to have my das, or else you can't do it. So Gemara brings an answer from our Mishnah to this question. Toshma, we learned in our Mishnah. Torim es trumosov yes masrosov ledaito. Our Mishnah said that Reuven is allowed to go take off Trumas and Maisos from Shimon, even though Shimon is also to get an offer from him. Now, what's the case in our Mishnah? B'mai Eskinen. What are we talking about in our Mishnah? Ilema min bal hakri al shel bal hakri. If you're telling me that you're talking about Reuven taking off from Shimon's crops the Trumas and Maisos, then uledaito deman, whose das are we saying in the Mishnah? Ledaito required, ile miledaito delay. If you're telling me it's Reuven's das, he's doing it on his own das, Reuven's doing a favor for Shimon, so then how could that possibly be? Man shavi shaliach. You can't take off truma for somebody else's crops without their knowledge, without their permission. Man shavi shaliach. Who gave you the right to be a shaliach for that? You're not allowed to go take off truma for somebody else's crops without that person's permission. And this goes in accord with the idea that you can't go and do something for somebody else without them telling you to do it, to be their shaliach. You can't just go be mafresh his crops without his permission. So who made you a shaliach? Man shavi shaliach. You can tell me that Shimon made him a shaliach? Elo l'daito d'balakri. Shimon said, sure, go be my shaliach. That can't be. Ha'komahani le. Then Reuven is giving benefit to Shimon by doing Shimon's bequest. And we're talking here that Shimon is aser to get benefit from Reuven. That's the scenario. So therefore, when Reuven does it, at the behest of Shimon, he's giving Shimon anor, the kovich shlichus, because he's doing his shlichus, and he's not allowed to give him anor. So obviously then, our Mishnah can't be talking about either of those two cases, where you're taking Shimon's crops, either with his permission or without his permission. Again, with his permission, you're giving him anor. Without his permission, you can't take his crops and go and do his Trumas and Maisers with his crops without his permission. So obviously, therefore, Ela Mishalo al Shel Kri. What we're talking about over here is our scenario. Hatori Mishalo al Shel Chaveiro. I, Reuven, am going to do a nice thing for Shimon. I'm going to go take my crops and exempt his crops. I'll take off Trumas and Maisers. His crops will now be all Chulin, and I've taken off on them Trumas and Maisers. Ela Mishalo al Shel Kri. So Reuven is taking from his own crops to turn Shimon's crops now, instead of being tevel, into all being me'usar, they're now all chulin. So then we have the question, when the Mishnah said, Torim es trumasov, the esmasrosov, that Reuven is going and taking off the trumas and maisos from Shimon, and he's doing it from his own crops, it said ledaito. So whose das are we talking about? Ledaito deman. So again, I lemo ledaito de balakri, if you're doing it with Shimon's permission and Shimon's knowledge, so then that can't be hokamahani lei. And therefore, you would be doing the shlichus of Shimon, and you would be doing this in this situation in a way that gives him hanah, and it wouldn't be allowed. Elo what then? So elo lav ledaite de nafshe. Reuven is doing this with his own das, on his own. And we see, umishalo tori ma'al shel chaveri. He's taking his own crops, and he's doing it on his friend's produce, and turning that tevel into chulin. Now, the amris tzorich das, if you're telling me that he needs permission, so that can't be. Ho'komahani le, as we just said. So therefore, horaya elalav ein tzorich das, and we answer a question. Atori mishalo al shel chaveiro, ein tzorich das. You're doing him a favor, and therefore, since you're doing him a favor, we have the principle zochin shalom adam shalom b'fanav, and we assume that he would be very happy that you're taking off shumas maizes on his crops, even though he's now not able to do the mitzvah, but he'll be very happy that all of his crops are now no longer tevel, they're all chulin. So, we can prove this from our Mishnah, the answer to our question. So the answer is, ein tzarich das. And Gemara says, no, you can't bring a raya. Lola, mishal balakriya, balakriya. No, we could actually be talking about in our Mishnah that it was Shimon's produce on Shimon's produce. Aye, what about the question that we said then, if he's doing it with the das of Shimon, that's the only way to do it. So then Shimon is telling Reuven to do it. How could that possibly be? Reuven, therefore, is giving benefit to Shimon, and Shimon is not allowed to get benefit from Reuven. So the Gemara says, Kedoma Rava, that would be like Rava said. You know what the scenario was? Ba'omer, Shimon had said, call a road to Litrom, anybody wants to come and take off from my produce, Trumas and Isis. Somebody wants to have the mitzvah of taking off from my produce, Trumas and Isis, on my produce, Yovav Yitrom, he's allowed to do so. So Shimon did not instruct Reuven to do this. He said, anybody that wants to come and do this can go and do this. And therefore, Hochanami B'yomer V'chule. So our Mishnah is talking about that Reuven did this on his own. And Reuven chose to take off Trumas and Isis on Shimon's produce from Shimon's produce. And therefore, that's the scenario of the Mishnah. Shimon didn't instruct him to do so, so there's no problem in Shimon getting hanah from Reuven doing this. And we can't answer our question, can the person himself, Hatori Mishalo, Al Shechavei Ritzach, die to Allah, we can't answer that from our Mishnah. Gemara continues and says, Boy, Minei Rav Yirmi, Amirizei, Rav Yirmi, Esrizei, the following Shaila, Hatori Mishalo, Al Shechavei Ritzach, in a scenario where Reuven goes and takes from his own produce to go and take off Trumas and Maisus on Shimon's produce, who gets Tovas Hanoah Shomi? Who has the right to give it to the Kohen of their choice? Now, there are two possibilities over here. Mi Abrina, do we say, Ilav Pere Dahaich, Mi Misakna Kari Dahu? If it wasn't for Reuven taking from his own produce to go and take off Trumas and Maisus on behalf of Shimon's produce, so then it wouldn't be there. So therefore, since Reuven is the one that took it off, so he should have the right to give it to the Kohen of his choice. Or do we say no? Odilma, maybe the other way. Ilav Karyadao, if it wasn't for the fact that Shimon had this pile of untithed fruits, produce, so if it wasn't for the fact that Shimon had all of this tevel, lohavim peri dohadein truma. So then, you can't just declare your stuff to be truma, you have to make it truma by taking off trumas and maisers on something that is tevel. So therefore, if it wasn't for the fact that Shimon had this huge pile of tevel, so Reuven's actions would be worthless. So again, these are the two possibilities that Rav Yirmiyah asked to Rav Zerah. Which one is the more correct way to look at it? Do we say that since Reuven took it off, he should have the Tovas Hanoah to give it to the Kohen of his choice? Or should we say, no, since it was Shimon's produce that was tevel, so Shimon should have the choice to give it to the Kohen of his choosing? So Rav Zerah responds to Rav Yirmiyah, he says, Amalei, Amakra, the Pasuk tells us. The Pasuk says, Eis kol tu zarecha, and the rest of the Pasuk says, Hayotze hasodeh shono shono, v'nosata hakeset b'chol asher t'yavin ha'ashecha. So we just have the words over here. It's the key part of the drasha. Our Gemara says, "Es kol tva zarecha v'nosata." The words in between, but we compare the two and we make a hekesh and we say that the one whose tva zarecha it is, he's the one v'nosata. So Rav Zerah wants to tell Rav Yirmiyah that you see that Shimon, the one who owns the tevel, it's his tevel, and therefore he has the right v'nosata to give it away. So the tova sana is to the owner of the tevel. Shimon, in my case, and not Reuven, who took off from his own crops to take off the Trumas and Maisers on Shimon's tevel. Mor says, wait a second, Esve, that doesn't seem to be correct. We learned in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Torim es Trumosov, yes, Masrosov, Ledaito, that Reuven could go take off Trumas and Maisers on Shimon. Now, the Amris Tovas Anor de Balakri, if you're telling me, like you just suggested, Rav Zerah, that in fact, it's Shimon, the owner of the tevel, who's getting the rights to give it to the Kohen of his choice, he gets the Tovas Anor. So then, since we're talking about Reuven had made an edit that Shimon can't get Hanah from him, so if you're now saying that Shimon has that Tovas Hanah, ha komahanile, Reuven's actions caused Shimon to now get Hanah, the Tovas Hanah. So therefore, you must interpret our Mishnah, l'shmamino, Tovas Hanah delay. That in fact, it's Reuven who has the right to give it to the Kohen of his choice. He gets a Tovas Hanah, and not Shimon. Pumfakar, it's the opposite of what you just suggested, Rosera. Gemara says, no. Rav Zerah would respond as follows. Amrei lo, don't say that. Because, Mishal balakri al shal balakri. We're actually talking about that Reuven didn't take his own, but he took off Shimon's produce on Shimon's tevel. And, uledaito de balakri. And it was with Shimon's permission. Aye, that then would be giving him anah. He was following the shlichus of Shimon. No, we already explained that. We're talking about a case, as we just had explained, that Shimon said, whoever wants to take off Chumas of Isis for my produce, please go and do so. And Reuven went and did it, but he wasn't instructed specifically by Shimon, and therefore there's not an issue of anah in that situation. Gemara tries again and says, Toshma, we have the following statement, the Omer Rabbi Yavoh, Omer Rabbi Yavoh said, name Rabbi Yochanan, HaMakdish Mosif Chomesh. Let's say Reuven is makdish an animal to fulfill an obligation that Shimon had. And there's a din that, let's say that animal then gets a mum, and it's redeemed, so if anybody else redeems it, so they don't have to add a chomesh. They just pay the principal, and they redeem the animal with a blemish, the money goes and buys a new animal that has no blemishes. But let's say the owner is the one that redeemed it, so the owner has to go pay not only the principal to the Beis HaMikdash, but has to add on a chomesh, which is a fourth of the inside, a fifth of the outside, so if it's $100, he has to pay an additional $25. He has to give it $125, or 25 is a fourth from the inside, 100, or a fifth from the outside, 125. In any event, who is the owner? Hamakdish Mosif Chomesh. So in this situation, Reuven, who was Makdish the animal on behalf of Shimon, so he, if he redeems it, he has to pay the Chomesh, not Shimon. Umiskaper Oseh Tmura. And the one who gets the Kapara, Shimon, for this animal, let's say that was needed to be brought to give a Kapara to Shimon, he had to bring a Chatas, and Reuven donated that on Shimon's behalf. So the one who's Miskaper, Shimon, he's Oseh Tmura. If he were to, you're not allowed to do this. If you were to mistakenly say, hey, listen, that's not such a great animal, I'm going to exchange that kiddush of that animal on this animal, so both of them are actually now going to be kadosh, and you're not supposed to do this, so only the one who is getting the kapara do a tamura. Again, you're not supposed to do a tamura, but only the one who's getting the kapara can effectuate a tamura, even though you're not supposed to do that. So in our case, only Shimon could make an animal tamura. If Reuven were to say this is exchanged, it wouldn't work. And finally, Tori Mishalo, Al She'enu Shlo. Here's the answer to our question. If Reuven is Torim from his own produce to go and take care of the Trumas and Isis on Shimon's produce, HaTorim Mishalo, Al She'enu Shlo, Tova Sano Shlo. Oh, here it says Beferish that Reuven is entitled to the Torah Tova Sano. Now, we've asked the question and we've answered it. Finally, we go back to our Mishnah, which said that if Reuven and Asad Shimon to get Hanah from him, he's not allowed to teach him certain things, but he's allowed to teach him other things. So Mulamdo Medrash Halachos Agados, he is allowed to teach him Medrash Halachos and Agados, which we explained according to the Ran what that meant. Medrash, that was the Safra and the Sifri. Halachos, we said, was Halachos Moshe Misina, and Agados are the Divrei Chachamim Shesmichum Al Habsukin. So that Reuven is allowed to teach to Shimon, but we said Avol Lo Yalamdenu Mikra, but he's not allowed to teach him Chumash. So Gemara says, why should there be a difference? Mikra, my time Lo Yalamdenu, why can't you teach him Chumash? Because Mishum de Komahanile, because Reuven is benefiting Shimon by teaching him Chumash. That's why he can't teach him Chumash. No, Medrash Nami Komahanile. When he teaches him Medrash Halachas Ragados, he's also giving him benefit. Why is one allowed and the other one not allowed? So Shmuel gives a very simple teretz. Amar Shmuel, b'makom shenot lin schar ala mikra, v'enot lin schar ala medrash. Because he says, when Reuven isn't being paid and he teaches Shimon for naught, so then in a place where you normally collect money for teaching Mikra, so by not collecting the money, so Reuven gave Shimon the benefit. He didn't take the $50 for teaching him, so therefore he benefited Shimon by Shimon not having to pay the $50. But we're dealing here with it wasn't a minog, v'enot l'schala medrash. They didn't normally get paid for teaching medrash halachas nagodos. So that's what Shmuel's teretz is. All the din would really be the same, but it was in a place where the minog was to take money for teaching Chumash, but not to take money for teaching Medrash Halachos and Agados. So for Medrash Halachos and Agados, since the minog wasn't to take money, so he wasn't being Mahana, the Shimon, by saving him the $50. He's teaching him, so that's a mitzvah saying Lahanos. Mikra. So normally he would get paid $50. By not taking the $50, he's actually being Mahana Shimon. So that's Shmuel's teretz. But what says, my Pascha? Whoa, who says that we're talking about that? You were telling us that it was a place where they got paid for Mikra, but they didn't get paid for Medrash Halachos Agados. Who says that? Where'd you get that from? So the Gemara answers, we turn to Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Halkam Ashvelon, the Chiddush is over here. Dafilu b'mokum shenot lin schar, even in a place where they do take schar for teaching, ala mikra shari lemishkal, ala medrash lo shari lemishkal. So you're only allowed to take money to teach Chumash, but you're not allowed to take money to go and teach medrash. Why should that be? Maishno medrash to lo. Why can't you take money for teaching medrash, but you could take money for teaching mikra? So the Gemara says, because the chsiv, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Bo'si tziva Hashem, bo'esahi l'lamid ischem. Moshe Rabbeinu tells us that Hashem said to me at Har Sinai, I have to teach you all the laws and all the dinim. So therefore, Uksiv, it says right after that, Reili Marati Eschem Chukim Mishpatim Kasher Tzivani Hashem. I taught you the Chukim Mishpatim that Hashem taught me. And we make a drasha. Mani Bechinam Afater Nami Bechinam. Just like I didn't pay anything to learn all these drashos of the Chumash, so too, I can't charge you when I teach you all these drashos and halachos. So therefore, Mani Bechinam Afater Nami Bechinam. And that's why I can't go and take money to teach you Medrash, Halachos, and Akadlos. Gemara says, wait a second, the Mikra Nami Bechidam. So then, how come Mikra you're allowed to? That doesn't make any sense. You shouldn't be allowed to go and take money for teaching anything. As we just said, Mani Bechidam, Avatem Nami Bechidam. So therefore, that's not a good answer. So therefore, we have two possible reasons why. Because Mikra is normally taught to young children. And Rav Amar, Sechar, Shimur. You're not getting paid to teach them, you're getting paid to babysit. So they shouldn't run away. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Amar, schar pisuk tamim. You're not getting paid for teaching them the chumash. You're getting paid for teaching them the trop. That was extra. That you're allowed to go and get paid for. Now we'll stop over here. We just gave the introduction to the teretz, why you should be allowed to go and get money for mikra, but not being allowed to take money for medrash, halachas, and agados. We'll explore this much more in tomorrow's shir. And with this, we conclude today's shir.